in this place because it's such an intersection with different communities, communities coming from all around the world that need to see. Not everyone in the U.S., actually the vast majority of people in the U.S. do not want war. The vast majority of people in the U.S. want those monies used for housing, healthcare, education. The vast majority of people in the U.S. are tired of seeing the money spent on killing people, assassinating people, and causing genocide to the rest of the world. We want those resources used for our people. We want those resources used for us. So brothers and sisters, welcome today. Thank you for being out here. And we're going to start off with some chants. U.S. NATO, hands off Syria. U.S. NATO,
hands off Syria.
U.S. NATO,
hands off Syria.
U.S. NATO,
hands off Syria.
U.S. NATO,
hands off Syria.
U.S. NATO,
hands off Syria.
U.S. NATO,
hands off Syria.
U.S. NATO,
hands off Syria.
U.S. NATO,
hands off Syria.
U.S. NATO,
hands off Syria.
U.S. NATO,
hands off Syria.
That's right, brothers and sisters, welcome. Welcome to this event. We have a number of speakers lined up for you today. If this is your first march, this is your first protest. If like many of us, you think, how is it possible after the genocide they committed in Iraq, how is it possible to create the same formula of weapons of mass destruction, the same narrative that it's a dictator oppressing its own people? How is it that they can use that same exact formula to launch again another war? If you're like us, please welcome, sign up, learn more. The speakers are going to present different perspectives, different points of view that are equally important, brothers and sisters. So please welcome to this event. And the first speaker is Michael Wong from Vets for Peace. Please welcome Michael.
Good afternoon. It makes no military sense to believe that poison gas or any other weapons of mass destruction were used by the Syrian government. The Syrian government was in the process of winning their war using conventional weapons. They had no need to use anything else. However, there is a motive for the United States to claim that they used it, because that was the excuse that they set up for themselves to then do some kind of intervention. The United States claims that they have evidence that weapons of mass destruction were used, but they have not presented that evidence, nor have they indicated any specifics about that evidence that would make it credible. Why would the United States do this when so many of the fighters in the rebel side are fundamentalists who would oppose us, and some of whom are even aligned with Al-Qaeda? If you look at what the United States has done in other nations in the Middle East that we have attacked, for example, Libya, for example, Iraq, what you see is that we overturned a dictator and produced a country that was fragmented, at war with itself, divided by different parties, and therefore easier to manipulate, play parties against each other, and try to go for oil and other deals that we want. What we have done is we've overturned dictators and left failed states or semi-failed states in their wake. This is a power grab by the United States. It is a blatant lie. You're going to have a number of speakers that will, I'm sure, articulate further some of the points that I made, as well as some other points. But I want to just thank you all for being here, and I want to urge everybody to email and phone the White House and Congress. If you Google it, you can find your representatives and you can find the White House. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all the groups that are out here today. If you want to continue knowing more, this is a process. What just happened today in the British Parliament, the U.S. has already announced that they're willing to go at it alone. So we have to keep a watchful eye. So please, sign up at the table. Please sign up with some of the speakers to get on the list and find out more. Because this doesn't end today. With all the marches, with all every action, it's really just getting started. So, brothers and sisters, here's a chant. The real road to peace, U.S. out of the Middle East. The real road to peace.
U.S. out of the Middle East.
The real road to peace.
U.S. out of the Middle East.
The real road to peace.
U.S. out of the Middle East.
The real road to peace.
U.S. out of the Middle East.
The real road to peace.
U.S. out of the Middle East.
All right, brothers and sisters, our next speaker.
U.S. NATO, hands off Syria. U.S. NATO,
hands off Syria.
U.S. NATO,
hands off Syria.
U.S. NATO,
hands off Syria.
You know, I don't know if everyone has heard the news today. I think so. People have heard it here that the British Parliament voted no, which is a very shocking development given, if you remember, the depiction of Tony Blair as George W. Bush's lapdog back years ago. It's been 70 years that Britain has been the junior partner of the U.S. ever since it lost its place as the preeminent world power. And the fact that that government voted, even though it was close, 285 to 273, against the war initiative, indicates how deep and how profound the opposition worldwide is to a new war against Syria. A new war which, if it is launched against Syria, we have no way of knowing where it will spread to then. That is unknowable. In other words, what the Obama administration is doing is the most reckless. And if they launch this war, the most lawless kind of action without having any understanding of where it might lead, except knowing that it will just bring more death and destruction to the people of Syria who have suffered so much. Today, at just about the time that it was announced that the British Parliament had voted no, the lead story in the New York Times was that the Obama administration was leaking the information that it would go it alone. And that it might go it alone as soon as this coming Saturday, when the weapons inspection team is scheduled to leave. So, right now a call is going out for nationwide protest again this Saturday here in San Francisco at 12 noon at Powell and Market Streets. Are you going to be there?
Yeah.
And you should go to the table over here and get some of these small, very quickly produced pink flyers, distribute them, tack them up, make more copies, let more people know, because the truth of the matter is this, that while it is very hard to stop an imperialist war, until the missiles are fired and until the bombs start dropping, we believe it is still possible to stop this war before it starts. But the only force that can do that is the people. So, we hope that everyone will be back here. We will be gathering, we will be marching Saturday at 12 noon. Join us then. Thank you.
So, brothers and sisters, again, we have a list of great speakers from different viewpoints, from different struggles. And our next speaker, which we want to make this connection, the fact that the military industrial complex keeps oppressing people abroad, there's also a mechanism that oppresses people here at home. As people are being robbed of their resources here at home, people are being robbed of their jobs, of their wages, of good living conditions, of their housing. What keeps increasing here is the militarized police. It's the police that harms our community, imprisons our community. And so we're here, our next speaker is Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, speaking on behalf of the Justice for Allen Bluford Coalition. She'll speak more about the case of Allen Bluford, the struggle against police brutality, and why it's important to make the connection. Please welcome Crystal Lee.
Power to the people! Yeah. All of us are here because our responsibility is to bear witness, not just to our own lives, but to the lives of people all across this country and all across the world. The people who are in Syria are the same people here who are suffering from the militarized state and from the militarized police that we all have to bear the brunt of. I feel as an educator that it's my responsibility not to just teach about these topics, but to also show the connection between what happens to our schools and to our students when we go out and bomb countries with bombs that cost over $1 million and then come back home and they tell us that we don't have money for schools. We don't have money for health care. We don't have money for mental health because we're trying to go out and do a humanitarian mission in Syria, when we have humanitarian missions that need to be taken care of here. I feel like we forget that we are connected to every single human being in this world. If you're in solidarity with Syria, you're in solidarity with the family of Allen Bluford. Allen Bluford was killed May 6, 2012 by OPD officer Miguel Masso. Miguel Masso is still on the streets currently in Oakland. And he is around Oakland terrorizing people still. We need to be able to speak not only about police brutality, but how police brutality and war and the third-party contractors that they use to secure our protests, they're all the same. And we're not going to stand for it anymore. Right? So between now and Saturday, we need to go to the streets, we need to call our representatives, we need to tell everyone that we do not accept the death of civilians as collateral damage to anyone's war. We do not accept civilians as property for war games. All lives have value. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Crystal Lee. And again, here's a chant. Billions for war, but can't feed the poor. We're fired up, and we'll take it no more. Billions for war, but can't feed the poor.
Fired up, can't take it no more.
Millions for war, but can't feed the poor.
Fired up, can't take
it no more. I don't think it sounds fired up enough. I don't know about that. We need to be fired up with this. They're going to hear us. The media's here. We need to make a connection to the public. So are you fired up?
Yeah.
Are you fired up?
Yeah.
Millions for war, but can't feed the poor.
Fired up, can't take it no more.
Millions for war, but can't feed the poor. We gotta work on that because we're getting people for off of work. That's why we chose this time. It's for working people to come out, for working people to participate. And then we're gonna have a march. So let's get fired up, all right? Our next speaker is Jeff Mackler with the United National Anti-War Committee, again supporting the slogan, Hands Off Syria.
How many of you remember the slogan, Remember the Maine? The United States government argued that a handful of Cubans blew up an obsolete ship off the coast of Cuba and have been occupying always 1898 Guantanamo ever since. How many of you remember the weapons of mass destruction that the Iraqi government was alleged to have? And the display around the world, well, the United States killed 1.5 million people and never found weapons of mass destruction. How many of you remember the 10-year Iraq-Iran war, sponsored by the United States, who funded Saddam Hussein, who used poison gas with the knowledge and consent of the American government that killed thousands of people? How many of you remember that? How many of you remember the Tonkin Bay incident, where a Vietnamese sampan, in effect, was charged with beginning a war against the United States by attacking a destroyer? And the result was 4 million people of Vietnam were slaughtered. you think this had anything to do with humanitarian intervention?
No!
I submit that there is no such thing. Do you agree?
Yes!
We are in the Middle East and in Africa and everywhere else in a war to recolonize the world in the interest of U.S. corporations. How many of you believe that the Syrian people, and only the Syrian people, have the right to determine their own future?
Yes.
That's what we call the right of self-determination.
Self-determination.
How many of you understand that if you read the American press today, you are seeing the beating of the drums, not for humanitarian aid, but for yet another war of conquest?
Yes.
We need a united anti-war movement that says no to U.S. intervention in Syria, in Libya, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in fact, everywhere in the world. My view is U.S. out of the world. What right does the United States government have to intervene anywhere? I don't care if the United Nations or NATO, which slaughters at will, or any other international body that imperialism controls, votes to deny the people of the world their sovereignty. Now, on the weapons of mass destruction, we know one thing. The government of the United States has formally said, we don't care whether there is evidence or not. We believe there is evidence, but have they showed it to anyone? Has a single newspaper or reporter in the country presented the evidence? I'd like to see it. The one report 3 months ago from the United Nations Del Ponto was that the rebels were the ones that were accused of using sarin gas. So before I would make a decision on that question, I would know the facts. But I say this, no matter what, I don't give any justification for imperial intervention in Syria or anywhere else. I don't care what lies they manufactured or what horrific mistakes were committed by the Syrian government or by the Syrian rebels. In the latter case, those Syrian rebels happen to be the same Al-Qaeda forces that the United States declared as terrorists. And others are the legitimate heirs of a revolution of the workers of Syria against oppression. It's a very mixed and complicated situation, and it's not necessary to say no intervention anywhere for you here to make a decision as to which groups or governments or formations or opposition you support. We stand united against all U.S. intervention, against the bloodbath, and that's what's coming. Now, one other thing. They are persecuting Chelsea Manning, 35 years in prison, and they want to get their dirty hands on Edward Snowden. What did these criminals, in quotes, do? They told the truth, and they're being hounded across the globe and in prison for exposing the fact that the U.S. are the warmongers of the world, that the U.S. uses drone bombs everywhere in the world to kill innocent people, 5,000 in Pakistan. You are looking at the war machine revving up. Our obligation is to say no in all its aspects. There is no legitimacy to any intervention. We are not the cops of the world, and it's up to a united anti-war movement to demonstrate that in the streets as long as it takes until every U.S. soldier is brought home. Thank you.
Yeah.